I think particularly in the regional American opera houses, a culture has developed over the years of preservationist opera, is what I'd like to call it, where opera is presented in such a way as preserves what are perceived as the performance practices of some bygone era. In many cases, it's likely about 1940s, 1950s Italy, but not necessarily the time in which it was actually performed. But I think there has been a sort of dominant strain of preservationist opera happening in America. And because American opera companies are privately funded, I think there has been a base of patrons that sort of preservationist style has appealed to, because for a lot of them, it reminds them of, you know, what they used to see in the Met broadcasts, you know, long ago or something. And preservationist opera has its place for sure. It's very, very important for us to preserve these performance traditions. It's important for us to preserve the art form. But when you look at things like The Marriage of Figaro, which was it premiered in 1786, only 2 years after this incredibly scandalous play was written that was banned in much of Europe. So looking at Mozart and Da Ponte in 1786, and they cooked up this opera that the instrumentalists in the orchestra said was too hard to play because the musical techniques were far too advanced. They're basing it on this play that was written by this radical whose work had been banned by very respectable ruling powers at the time. It was so new and so fresh, and it was about a servants rebelling against their intellectually inferior master. I mean, this was just absolutely revolutionary, and that's something we don't have if we're only doing preservationist opera, you know. And so the art form itself is powerful enough and universal enough that it does need a contemporary voice, and it needs a voice that's relevant to audiences just everywhere, you know, and not just specialists, not just academics, because that's another problem with a lot of contemporary music, is it has followed a sort of academic progression through the years that has left it completely inaccessible to normal audiences, quote unquote, whatever that would mean, but, you know, to a wider spectrum of audiences. And so what we are aiming to do, and you're seeing this push a lot among regional opera companies now. It's been very exciting to see what's been happening in the last 5 years with companies like Des Moines producing Dead Man Walking, for instance, you know, which deals with a subject that is absolutely contemporary.